Okay, we're going to go into a deeper meditation now. And the frequency of love is going to be the predominant experience of the predominant light of love, let's say that. The beings, the teachers, the illuminated beings who guide us here in our sacred circle, I'll just say it how I see it. So, and I just want you to know that how I see things is my way of seeing things. It's not universal. It's not how you might see things, but I have my own experience, and you might have an equivalent experience, but not exactly the same. But for the last several months, there have been these pink, I call them the pink beings, because it's a pink frequency. And I think I've mentioned it one other time. And I know there's been a lot of talk about the blue beings around for the last year. And these are pink beings, and the frequency that they carry is a love that's beyond the earth. But it is an energy that sparks love in us, in our humanness. So they're here tonight. And we are going to go through our grounding and aligning. And as we do that, they're going to be working with each one of us to activate this frequency of love in our being. So you don't have to do anything. This is a transmission. You don't have to see anything. You don't have to experience anything. You can just relax, because what is being transmitted is like a tuning. It's something that will show up in your being, show up in your consciousness, show up in your experience of yourself, and is not necessarily the experience of being of right now. What we're going to be doing is our usual grounding and working with the elements while they are working with us from the unseen realms. So let's take a moment to settle back into your being, feeling your seat and feet. Drawing any of your energies that are externally connected back to your internal space. Noticing how that feels. Inviting your fascia and muscles to soften and release. And if you have to adjust where how you're sitting, or spread the knees apart, or whatever you need to do to make sure you're comfortable and can allow more ease into your body. So it's essential that we shift out of fight flight. And this is how we're doing it. We're drawing our energy to us instead of externally monitoring the space. When we're in fight flight, we're monitoring everything that's going on around. And that's how our energy is being used. And when we relax and draw our awareness inward, we shift out of fight flight and into, then we have the energy to become aware. And awareness can start growing within. And each person has their sphere of awareness. And with each one of us is connected through a greater sphere of awareness, which is the higher frequency consciousness. And the greater sphere of being held in the love of Mother Earth and Father Sky. And the greater sphere of universal consciousness. And so we relax successively into this awareness. And each person is doing it within their own sphere. This is very important. This generates the experience of inner authority and sovereignty. Your awareness within. And scan the interior of your being, greeting your organs and your cells, your muscles and your fascia, and saying, "Hi, I'm here." What is your relationship with your fascia, your muscles, your organs, and your cells? What is that relationship? What is your awareness? About your body. What do you know? And what is your relationship? Is it harmonious? Is it loving? Is it in a constant battle? Do you treat it as an object that needs to be controlled? What is your relationship with your body, with all the living parts and all the activity, the anatomy and physiology? Is there a way you can make a peace offering? Or feel a little more love, or sense the synergistic aliveness the spinning living energy. That enlivens your body and you. What does it feel like to participate in the living energy of your body? What does a cell feel like as it takes in nutrients and excretes whatever's left? What is that intelligence? You might ask your body, how would you like me to relate to you? What is our relationship? Can I shift out of a mental perspective into communion, intelligence to intelligence, wisdom to wisdom, shifting out of the mental verbal into the energetic and frequency mode? What is your inner awareness now? Allow your inner awareness to be energetic, frequency-based, nonverbal, Sense the energy in the soles of your feet, connecting with the energies of the Great Mother through her body. You find yourself letting go of words and sinking into direct experience, communion. What is your inner awareness now? What do you know? Can you allow yourself to slip into the flow of living energies coming up from the earth, going down into the earth? The body is very much rooted in the earth. Those roots extend beyond the earth to the Great Mother. Where both our soul and our body find ourselves in the womb of creation. Rest for a moment. Lightly greet the elements, the earth, the water, the fire, the air, and the ether. These are the living energies. That flow through us, creating us. And for every dimension, there's a version of the elements in a frequency form. There we go. What are you aware of now? What's your inner awareness now? No words, sense, feel, vibrate. Note how, as you relax and are filled with more living energy, you are less verbal. In the sense of the mind chatter. But there is a language that you can come to understand that is the language of love. Feel that and how. Your body is responding to that flow, that language, the frequency. They're all together in one stream here. Note how your thoughts hold your muscles in a tense state, and how the flow of frequency can relax the muscles. So, just the engagement with mental chatter locks our physiology down, locks the muscles down, contorts our natural balance. And so, we need to shift into the energetic state. Where we start understanding the language of frequency without words. There may be realization that happens, but that's very different than mental chatter. Carries the sense of truth and clarity. Our circle is filling with the frequency and energy that is conveyed by the who I'm calling pink beings. And we are steeping in it, steeping in the pink energy, breathing it. It doesn't have to be pink for you. It can be whatever the frequency experience is for you. We have a lot of thoughts and feelings held in those muscles and fascia. And we're going through a cleansing process, a cleansing process to release all those binding thoughts. It's not just your personal thoughts, it's the conditioning, the conditioned thoughts of the last era. And let's entertain the thought that you may not know what the new frequency of love is. You may only have the old experience to reference right now. What if we're entering an entirely new dimension of love, an all-pervading, supportive matrix that may be beyond your comprehension right now, but let's open to the possibility that we could receive a new experience of love. And support. There we go. We're going through another cycle of cleansing on the crystalline dimension of our being. So over the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot of energy downloading into us and learning how to relax with it, become in flow with it, merge with it in communion. You might play around with what kind of thoughts are held in your muscles. And inviting them to return to the light so that your body can be freed up and your consciousness can feel more at ease in the body. And to journal with your question. Watching the entire experience as it unfolds for you. and letting us know. Share what you can on the class page. Any last questions as we come to a close? So let's share blessings with the entire circle. And let's close in a state of blessing. Thank you.